Chapter 1. Discovery in a High Sierra Lake. Along the narrow shore and submerged in the water of the unnamed Alpine Lake, Jim Moore, Frank Dodge, and Leroy Brock could see lots of aluminum pieces. Twisted chunks of metal mostly, but also broken bits of tubing and wiring. The lake was shallow for only a few feet out, before the dark blue of impenetrable deepness began. After finding a yellow oxygen bottle, part of a flight suit, and other aircraft debris while climbing the treeless granite slope below the lake, the three men had expected to see something like this. It was hard to say with any certainty what happened here, only that it hadn't been pretty. An airplane crash for sure, but what kind of airplane? How big? And when? This 1960 field season in Kings Canyon National Park had been both productive and exhausting for Frank Dodge. As a Stanford University graduate student and field assistant with the United States Geological Survey, USGS, all he had to do was follow lead researcher, Jim Moore, around the High Sierra. Except that following Jim Moore was never an easy task. Since they were collecting rock samples for a geological mapping project of the national park, they spent little time on trails. It was always up one mountain and then down the other. Mountain climbing experience was not a prerequisite for the job, but it should have been. Dodge and Moore, with all their food and equipment, were carried into the backcountry by Rainbow Pack Station from Bishop, California. They rode horses over 11,972-foot Bishop Pass into Kings Canyon National Park and dropped into Ducey Basin on the 13th of July. There, they set up a base camp. The next morning, they awoke and realized they hadn't hung their food high enough in what passes for a tree in Ducey Basin. A bear had raided their food cache, taking all the choice bits like bacon, chocolate, and butter, and leaving everything else. The two geologists were not happy with losing all their high-caloric food, but the loss didn't dissuade Moore. They would push on. After several days of mapping and gathering samples, Moore and Dodge left their cozy canvas wall tent, secured their remaining good food properly, and packed up their clothing, equipment, and backpacking food. Shouldering backpacks, they began an extended hiking trip of climbing peaks and clambering their way over, around, and through some of the roughest country in the Sierra Nevada. For over a week, they never set foot on a trail. Highlights during the following days included tracing the route taken by Joseph N. LeConte in 1903 in order to climb and map North Palisade, 14,242 feet. And evading an electrical storm on Mount Shakespeare, 12,151 feet. Eventually, Moore and Dodge dropped down Palisade Creek to the Middle Fork Kings River, where they made their way upstream along the John Muir Trail to the remote LeConte Canyon Backcountry Ranger Station below Little Pete Meadow. Their plan for the following day was to map part of the east side of the Craggy Black Divide, so named from abundant outcrops of black ancient volcanic rocks. It was July 27th, 1960.